Chapter 3. At that moment, Lady Prescott, the wife of the prison governor, arrived.
"For goodness sake, stop crying, Gerald," she said, taking off her coat. "Pull yourself together, man. What's wrong with you? Why don't you grow up?"
"I can't help it," the governor replied. "Yet another of my prisoners has run away. That's the fifth one this week. Why don't they like it here? Is it the prison food, or the colour of the walls, or my aftershave? I wish I knew."
And with that, he burst into tears again.
"That's it," Lady Prescott said, putting on her coat. "I've had enough of all this nonsense. I hate to see a grown man cry, and I'm not going to put up with it any longer. I'm leaving you, Gerald. I'm going to break up our marriage and run away to a run-down area of Birmingham."
"But you can't do that," the prison governor cried. "If you run away to a run-down area of Birmingham, I'll have a nervous breakdown."
"That's your problem, not mine," Lady Prescott replied. "I'm going to walk out of that door and you'll never see me again."
"But I won't let you go," Sir Gerald shouted. "If you run away, I'll run after you."
"If I run away to a run-down area and you run after me," Lady Prescott replied, "I'll run over you in my car."
"Our car," the governor corrected her.
"You should remember that we bought it together."
"But you must be careful, my dear. If you run away to a run-down area of Birmingham and I run after you and you run over me in the car, you might then run into a tree and the cost of repairing the damage could run into hundreds of pounds."
"Money, money, money! That's all you care about!" Lady Prescott screamed. "Here am I, threatening to break up our marriage and run away to a run-down area of Birmingham, and all you can think about is the cost of repairing the car. Our car, if you run after me and I run over you and then run into a tree. That's so typical of you. Self, self, self. Me, me, me. I've had enough. I've run out of patience, Gerald. I'm off."